The first scripture reading is found in your Bibles in the book of Deuteronomy, the 7th chapter, beginning at verse 6. You are a people holy to the Lord your God. The Lord your God has chosen you to be a people for his treasured possession. Out of all the peoples who are on the face of the earth, it was not because you were more in number than any other people that the Lord set his love on you and chose you. For you were the fewest of peoples. But it is because the Lord loves you, and is keeping the oath that he swore to your fathers. The Lord has brought you out with a mighty hand and redeemed you from the house of slavery, in the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. Know therefore that the Lord your God is God, the faithful God, who keeps covenant and steadfast love with those who love him and keep his commandments to 1,000 generations. This is the word of the Lord. Our second reading is from Paul's letter to the Romans, the 8th chapter. We begin reading at verse 28. We know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to his purpose. For those whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, in order that he might be the firstborn among many brothers. And those he predestined, he also called, and those he called, he also justified. And those whom he justified, he also glorified. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own Son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also along with him graciously give us all things? Who shall bring any charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is to condemn? Christ Jesus is the one who died, more than that, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who indeed is interceding for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress, persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? As it is written, for your sake we're being killed all the day long. We are regarded as sheep to be slaughtered. No. In all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. This is the word of the Lord. The Holy Gospel is found in the Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 13th chapter, beginning at verse 44. Jesus said, the kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field, which a man found and covered up. Then in his joy he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant in search of fine pearls, who on finding one pearl of great value, went and sold all that he had and bought it. Again, The kingdom of heaven is like a net that was thrown into the sea and gathered fish of every kind. When it was full, men drew it ashore and sat down and sorted the good into containers, but threw the bad away. So it will be at the close of the age. The angels will come out and separate the evil from the righteous, throw them into the fiery furnace. That place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Have you understood all these things? They said to him, yes. And he said it to them. Therefore, every scribe who has been trained for the kingdom of heaven is like a master of a house who brings out of his treasure what is new and what is old. This is the gospel of the Lord. Grace, mercy, and a peace be to you from God our Heavenly Father, and our Lord and Savior Jesus. Amen. Our text is based on your epistle lesson for today, and in particular the last few verses from Romans 8 at verse 37. No, in all these things, we are more than conquerors to him who loved us. For I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. This is our text. What I'm about to say you may disagree with at first, but hopefully by the end of the sermon you will agree. We like things to be difficult. Now, particularly in these times, you might be saying to yourself, Pastor is crazy. But I'm not. We really do enjoy things being difficult. For instance, when was the last time you played tic-tac-toe with an older adult and you weren't a child? Probably never. You know why? Because once you get it figured out, it's too easy. It's not fun anymore. But if you're with a young child, you can play tic-tac-toe for hours. You, because you love the kid. Them, because they find it difficult. I haven't been able to visit my father-in-law in his residence over at Keystone lately. But when I was there and I was walking the halls, occasionally I would see someone seated in the hallways and they had puzzles put up in various places in the building. And you would see this adult with a puzzle of beach and sky. 1,000 pieces. Do you know how hard it is to do skies and puzzles? And sandy beaches. My goodness. And yet, they'll sit there for hours, and they'll have one piece sometimes for 5 minutes, and still not figure it out and set it down and go after another piece. Those puzzles are hard. Why do people do them? Because it's difficult. And there's something in our human nature that loves accomplishing difficult things. You see, when God created us, he didn't create us to lie around a beach all day and just grab a piece of fruit off the tree and eat. He created a garden for man to work in. From the very beginning, God created man to work. And since man was created in God's image, there's something about God himself. Loves work and loves things even though they're difficult. When God first made us, since God knows the future, he knew that his creation was going to be difficult for him. Go to the Garden of Gethsemane and see Jesus praying so fervently that blood was mixed in with his sweat. And though from the foundation of the world, Jesus knew what was going to take place, he's still asking his Father, if it's possible, let this cup pass from me. God understands difficult things. And yet, when he created us, he knew that one day he would have to send his son, Jesus Christ, to the cross. Jesus always knew this. Months before he was crucified, he was telling his disciples what the Son of Man would have to endure at the hands of the chief priests, the scribes, and the Pharisees. He knew how difficult it was going to be. And yet he did it anyway. That's just the nature of God. But in doing the difficult things, God also knew this, that he would conquer them. Jesus not only knew that he would die for the sins of the world, he knew also that he would rise from the dead, that in his sacrifice he would redeem a people to be with him in glory forever in heaven. God knew when he created us that not only would life be difficult for him, but he also knew that life would be difficult for us as well. And in these particular times, we know that all too well. These are difficult times. But in the difficult times that God knew that we would face, he wanted us also to remember something about him. That he would not forsake us, that he would always love us, and that when we put our trust in him, he would never fail us. No matter what difficulties we might face, he wanted us to be confident of this, that we would just not only conquer. No, in all these things, we are more than conquerors. Not by our own strength or wits, but through him who loved us. For just as Jesus did difficult things, but in the confidence that he would more than conquer. God tells us this in his word. For I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us. The love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Especially in difficult times, we need to remember words of scripture like this. Because it's easy to become frustrated. It's easy to give up on the world and ourselves. You just go through the days going, this is never going to end. But it's like those people sitting at those desks, those thousand piece puzzles, sky and sand. And yeah, sometimes we sit and ponder, where does this go? And we can't figure it out, and we set it down. And it may take days, it may take weeks, it may take months. But eventually they get it all figured out, and they look at that puzzle and they go, wow, I did that. There's something joyful about conquering difficult things. God knew that for himself when he made us. There was great joy. And Christ not only died, but rose again from the dead. And through all that difficulty, God was able to redeem us from sin and death itself. And the same confidence that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ had took on human flesh when he came into this world. When he did the difficult, suffered and died. That same confidence he had when he knew absolutely through that death would be conquered. That same confidence he wants you and I to have as we endure difficult times. To know that through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds through faith in Jesus. Amen.